Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save big money at
Menards. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, his friend had a house with a very dark history. They went over to party, but there definitely wasn't a man with a hammer with them. But they saw him there.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. If you want access to all of our episodes with no ads, check us out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there. You can binge away on all of our content, get access to the full archive, everything ad-free, and you get advanced episodes well before everybody else does when you sign up. You can even try it for free when you go to Apple Podcasts. So give that a shot. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program, A Man with a Hammer at the Party.
That's spooky. That's scary.
Yeah. I mean, hammers are, it's one of those things where it's a real blunt object. And I would think if you got hit with it or hurt with it, or like somebody tried to kill you with it, that wouldn't necessarily be a quick death. I think you'd realize, you know, your faculties are slowly falling apart or deteriorating, depending on like if you're getting hit in the head or so. I don't know. That just seems like a horrible way to go.
I actually have a little bit of experience with this because if you remember properly, that is how my aunt was killed.
Holy shit. I remember that.
Yeah. With a hammer. And it did. It took her like 12 hours to die. So you're right about that.
Oh my God. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. That is just, yeah. I don't want to even think of that. I don't know. It's like, it's worse than a gun. It's like just the blunt object of that is just, gives me the shivers. Yep. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to the story.
Hi, I saw this thing the other day. I thought I'd share the story of house in Pawtucket, and it used to be owned by a wealthy tradesman and a carriage maker. The house was built in 1820s, and got this old carriage house. It's an old Victorian-style building. I'm not sure too much of the history. It's my buddy lives there now. Anyhow, we went over there for the night and we were relaxing, and there's about four or five people over there just partying. Basically, some people passed away in the house a while ago. The carriage house was built in 1810 before the house was made, and it was used as a building, like a workshop. And the house was built in 1825. Now, in the 1900s, maybe like 1920s or 30s, two carpenters were in the building and they fell down and died, or something happened, but both of them ended up getting killed as a beam fell down and they crushed them. And in the basement, a man hung himself in the workshop in the basement of the house, and there was a housemaid who shot herself after apparently seeing an apparition in the living room in the 1950s. And she had a diary and she wrote that in there. Anyhow, we were partying and there was this, it's hard to explain, there was a very big, there's an archway in the house with this steel gate, and there's two of these big grand stairways, like an old Victorian style house. And it had to be like 1 a.m. and we kept hearing footsteps up and down the stairs, and we were like, what the hell? And we thought one of our buddies was screwing with us. We looked down the stairway. We knew the house was haunted. And all of a sudden, this metal gate that held the stair, like blocked the stairway off because they had dogs, they had a metal gate there, slammed closed against the wall. And it hit the wall so hard, it cracked the wood and knocked the pictures off the shelf above it. So we were all like kind of freaked out. So we kind of stopped the partying and we went into the other room and we're just kind of relaxing. I kept hearing footsteps down the main hallway. cabinet doors started opening, and then a couple people went to sleep, and it was about 4 a.m. My friend Robert and my friend Aiden were in the main living room type thing. It's like a nook kind of thing. It used to be a library, and they're in that room. They're relaxing. When apparently Aiden went out to go take a piss, go to the bathroom, and a guy who was apparently about 6 foot tall, had work boots, was dressed in a plaid shirt with a bow tie and work pants, like jeans, and he had a hammer in his hand, walked down the hallway and walked into one of the rooms, and he goes, "Who is that?" Walks back into the room with my friend Robert, who currently lives in the house and is the owner of the house. He goes, "Rob, who is that?" Or he calls Lee Hall and Bobby. He goes, "Bob, who is that?" And he goes, what do you mean, who is that? There's no one in here. There's no old guy who lives here with a hammer. And we're doing some thinking, and he's like, "Some guy did hang himself in the basement. The guy who's still in the house, the worker, carriage worker, hung himself in the basement." And we just pictures of him, and sure enough, it's the same freaking guy. So Aiden claimed he saw a dead guy walking. I had an experience myself, and I'm sorry this story is kind of messed up. It's very hard to remember. This was years ago. And I had a story myself where I went back about a year later. I do remember this story very, very, like, perfectly. I remember walking into the house, going up the main stairway, greeting my friend Bobby, and we walked into the kitchen. And Bobby's mom, who was older at the time, was playing cards, solitaire, on the table. And she finished her game. She stacked the deck of cards. I said hi to her. I brought them some flowers. And just saying hi, you know, stopping by. And I remember turning around. Bobby's mom walks out of the room. Bobby goes to do the dishes. And the cards went flying across the room. Just as if they were sitting on the table, and it's like someone just grabbed them and just smacked them right off the table, right across the room, all over the floor. I asked Bobby, "Was that you?" And he goes, "No." So we all look at each other. We stare there for a minute. And as soon as we leave, the TV in the living room turns on and goes and changes HDMIs by itself. So it changes the port from 1, which is the regular TV, all the way to 4, where there's nothing. And it stayed like that. It was the weirdest thing. And I remember, okay, we shut the TV off. Nothing happened for like 4 hours. I'm about to leave. I put some food in the fridge. I went to close the fridge door, and then I turned around, and Bobby was there. He saw this. The freezer door opened back up by itself, opened right back up, and slammed shut. And it slammed so hard shut that the fridge door opened, and the food that I just put in the fridge flew right out all over the floor, ruined it. It was a salad. Cracked the glass bowl and everything. And then after that, I left and never returned back to that house. So it was the strangest shit I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I've heard of stories. I haven't experienced anything since. It's been 2 years, but I'll never forget that house. He later sold the house, and the people who live there now was wondering, called Bobby a couple months ago, "Did you give anybody the key to the house? Because we keep hearing noise." And he goes, "No." So I'm assuming they're experiencing paranormal activity as well. I don't know. I thought I'd share that story. It might not be a good one. I don't remember it super well, but if you're interested, feel free to use it. So thank you.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. That sounds like quite the property.
Well, and it's interesting when you have a place like that that's had so much tragedy over the years, mm-hmm. how much of that just kind of sticks around.
Yeah. The energy of it, the residual emotions and feelings of all that went on there. Then you start to wonder, how much did those events influence other events, future events that were tragic Correct. In that house? Like, is it kind of a cycle, if it will?
Sounds like they need to try and do a little cleansing there with some sage or something, bring somebody in and do a walkthrough. And if not, bulldoze it, knock it down.
There's so many places like that you look at, the abandoned homes and things of that nature. You're like, why is this sitting like this for so long? Why? There's one specific, it comes to my mind, maybe it's coming to yours right now at the same place I'm talking about. The house on K, it was in where I grew up and where you grew up, near my parents' house, that sat there. It still sits there, abandoned. And it was a
my mom found a postcard for it not that long ago and sent me a picture of it from like the 1800s. And it was the so-and-so house. And it was, you could see the house and it was like kind of almost like a drawing of it, like a sketch. And then the trees were all low and small, and there was the guardhouse or the worker's house out back. But that thing is just, and it makes sense because it sat there forever, like 50, 60, 70 years, it's been abandoned. And it was a beautiful home at one point in time, big mansion, could have been fixed up, but it sat and a doctor owned it and he just never did anything with it. But it does make you wonder, and there's rumors of, you know, what, is there something that happened there? But I've never been in the place, so I couldn't tell you, you know, what it felt like in that building. But it felt weird driving by it every day, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, Witherell House, I think, is what it is.
Is that what it's called?
I think so. Yeah, it's the white one, right?
Yep.
Kind of has the Gothic windows and stuff like that, almost church-like. Yeah, I mean, that's a very interesting story. But you're right. You kind of wonder sometimes if bad energy hangs on to a location, and before you know it, it becomes an abandoned house. Because the country where you and I kind of grew up, it is dotted with these kind of places, you know, where people just moved out. And even if you look inside, sometimes there's furniture there, there's newspapers, there's clothing. You just wonder why people got up and got the hell out.
It's like, what happened? I mean, today you wouldn't. I mean, you don't see that. I mean, today. I mean, unless like the family was murdered and someone's arrested and there's no, I don't know. I mean, it's even those cases, it's rare to see a house that just sits there with all of its stuff in. And it just rot away. I don't know. It's like a modern ruin, but I don't know. Those places have a lot of interesting stories and energies to them. Thank you for sharing that. If you want to get access to all of our episodes ad-free, get access to the bonus content, the full archive of content, 10 years worth for you there, of real ghost stories online. It's the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. Check us out on Apple Podcasts. Become a premium subscriber there. You can even try it for free. Or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.